Weiter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Mem Gimel. Pick up a bomb, Mem Bez, Mem Bez, Bada Bam, Bada Pay, Bada Mishnah. Bada Mishnah. Zak the Eli Mishnah. Vielu Dvarim Shein Chayim Malayim Shem Pigel. These are things you're not going to be Chayim Pigel, meaning you're not going to get Kares. And that even if a carbon is brought with Pigel intent, and it's going to be Pasul, the person who eats from this will not get Kares. Ha Komates. That is by kamitz, when you're separating by the karim mincha, the flour, you have intent that you're going to eat the rest of the mincha, the rest of it, the next day. The aktores, that is the incense. Yo, the levona, and the levona, right, this is, it comes along with the komets. There is whale. Beep, turn the page. Mem, gimel, maraf, minchas kohanim, that is, the Rashi says over here, kula kalu, all of it gets burnt up. Veinu nikmetze silkach ein acher matir. There's nothing that's going to be matir. Umilchas koin mashiach, the mincha of a koin mashiach. That's a koin gadol is to bring every day the mincha, and it gets split up. Half being brought in the morning, half in the afternoon. And this is also burned up entirely. There's nothing matir. Ve'adam. The dam of any carbon, which is the matir, v'hanisachim habayim b'fnei atzman, and the nisachim, the libations that are brought by themselves. Rashi says, bein shehis nadvan b'fnei atzman, whether you volunteered them on their own, k'dem r'menachos misnad adam minchas nisachim, bein shebo b'glal zevach, ella. Shavi Yom Zivchov and the Chas of Lamachar, Tamamar, Min Chasam Viniskehem, Af Lamachar, Aval Ime Vian Im Zivchov, but he wrote him with his Zevach, with his carbon, with Pigal Bazevach, and his Paglo and the Sachem, that also gets pigalized. So, Divrimir, all these go according to Rimir, Chum Momrim, Afa, Boyim, Min Abahim, even those Nisachem that are brought with the animal also are not going to be pigal. Lo geshemen shel mitzora. Oy, Rashi says shira shiarav shiv nechalim kediyala peperkin lekatman. When we're dealing with the log of the oil of a mitzora, Rabbi Shimon Omer ain chayav melam shabigal. It's not going to be pigal over there. Connected to no kares. Rabbi Meir Omer chayav melam shabigal. There is pigal. There is kares. Shadama ashem material, because the dam of the ashem is going to matir it. And v'chol sheyish lo matirin bein l'odem bein l'mizbeach chayav melam shabigal. Anything that has a matir, either for people or for the mizbeach, you're going to be chayav for pigal. Continues the Mishnah. Ha'ola. The carbon ola, dama matir es besar lo mizbeach. It's dam, when you apply the dam, it's going to matir the meat for burning on the mizbeach. The ori la kohanim, and it's hide. It's given to, you know, for the kohanim. Olas, so we have that again. Dama matir es besar lo mizbeach, the ori la kohanim. Olas oaf, the ola of the oaf. Dama matir es besar lo mizbeach. That dam will matir its meat for burning on the mizbeach. Chatas of dama matir's besar lekohanim, that they're able to be eaten by the kohanim, but the dam goes and lies to eat it. Parman isrofim b'sirman isrofim. Dama matir es imureim lekarif. It's dam will matir the sacrificial parts to be brought up on the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol she'ein ol mizbeach achitzon kishlamim, anything that's not brought on the outer mizbeach, like a shlamim, ein chayav melam shabigal, is not going to be chayav for it for pigul. You will not be held responsible for pigul. Rashi says, shepigul ksiv behu, ein chayav melam misham pigul. Right, so again, well, that for Rashi is, kol she'ein ol matan damim, damo, because pigul is written by that, pigul not going to be for pigul. Zok the Hele Gemara. Amar Ula. Komets pigul she'he'elo al gabi mizbeach. If the komets of a mincha that was pigul was brought on the mizbeach, paka pigula mibenu, the pigul is removed from it. Yet in mind by the kamitza that it's going to be done beyond its time, therefore, you know, put into state of pigul, and the comets then brought him as back to be burnt, the comets loses the status of pigul. Emachir may really be pigul, because if The burning of the komets can bring other parts of the carbon to a state of pigle, who also will kol shekein. And the burning is the burning. Then obviously it's going to be the burning is certainly going to be affected by the comets itself. My comer, what is Ula saying over here? He said the pigle gets taken away. But what's going on? Im eino miskabel, the comets is not accepted on his back because it's pigle, then hech levi achem with the pigle. Then how then can it bring other parts of the carbon to a state of pigle by burning it? And since we know that the burning of the comets brings it to a state of pigle, the comets itself is accepted on the mizbeach. I kamash mulan. What is Ula coming to teach us by telling us that pigle, the pigle status of a comets leaves it? E de ein chayavim alav bishem pigle. If you're just telling me that you're not going to be chayav pigle for that, you don't have to tell me, because to you, we all learned this in the Mishnah. Elu dvarim she'ein chayavim alav bishem pigle. It says straight up, ha'komets ha'kdos ha'levarim b'chazkarim, b'chazkarim b'shiachim n'sachim, b'chazkarim b'adam. Ella, so what's it coming to tell you? The im alu lo yardu. Once the komets went up on the mizbeach, it doesn't get taken down. But we don't need that also, because this is also a Mishnah. Tanya, we have a Mishnah coming up later on, in 40 blot from now, that says, Halon v'ayotze v'atame, about the emurim, that which was kept overnight, lina, or was taken out, the yotze v'atame, was taken out after the shechita, or it became tame, v'shendishchef chut lezman v'chutzam komo, or was shechted outside of its time, outside of its time and its place. Im alu liyodav, went up, it doesn't go down. Right? So since the Mishnah tells us straight up that of a carpon, that outside of its thing goes down his back, it doesn't get taken down, then you're not teaching me that. Ve'ela, rather, what's coming to tell you? The im yardu yalu. It's telling you that if after the comets of the pigle was brought up on the back, it came down, then it should be brought up again. That we also learned, that in the Mishnah. Kishem she'im alu lo yerdu, kachem yerdu lo yalu. Pardon, we didn't learn in the Mishnah that if it goes down, it goes up again. It's saying we learned in the Mishnah, not like that, that if it goes down, it doesn't go up again. So let's see what's coming to teach you. Shemashla behema, or where the mizbeach, the fire, grabbed it, right, took hold of this. This komets, which is no good. And Ula is teaching that in that case, even if the komets was taken down from his back, it could be brought up again. He already said that. Dhamma Ula said in another place about the din that said in the Mishnah that if a carbon that is no good, that if, let's say, if, stuff in Murim, if they came down, the psulin came down from his back, they shouldn't be brought up again. Lo shanu ella shelo mashla behena or. That's only if the fire didn't grab onto it yet. Aval mashla behena or, if it grabbed onto it, yala, then this should be brought up again. So why does Ula need to tell us again in reference to a comets, by the comets? The tema, you would have thought, hani mili, that these words are only, beep, turn the page, we're going base. Aver de mechaber, to a aver, a limb of the animal, which is one piece, one complete piece. Of a komets, the mifras, but it comes to the komets, which is a bunch of small pieces that are put together. Right, it's flour and it's all smushed together. Imalo, then we would say that the din doesn't apply to the part of the komets that wasn't burnt. Kamash malan, never comes to tell you that the rule does apply to the komets. Amravachai, therefore, since it applies to the komets also, hi komets, pigol. If there's a certain komets of pigle, the palge machis sa'ara, that half of it is on the ground, so it's not in the zbech, palge aske amarocha, the other half was brought up and put on the marocha, the atzimirocha, or the wood that's over there on top of the zbech, moshtaba, or, and the fire took hold of it, masikna le lekuli lechatchila. You can bring up the entire komets lechatchila, right, the other half. And burn it over there. Amar v'yosef kamar Rav Yochanan, ha'pigol v'anoser v'atame, suvem men dechay olamim, Also, okay, so we have Pigel. If parts of the Mizbeach, of the, you know, the Murim, if, or part of this is, Pigel Vanoso, Atami, Shehel, and Legabi Mizbeach, was brought up on the Mizbeach, Paka Isserman, the Isser is removed from it. Amrav Chista, Mari Dechi, Mizbeach Mikva Tahara? Chista says, hold on a second. What are you talking about? Master of this, these words, Rashi says, Balash Muazos, like, is the Mizbeach a, like a mikvah, is a tire? Rashi says, a tire is a tumma, Rishun Da'alu, it's a tire because it brought it up. Amrav Zera, Zera says, Shemashla Behen Ha'or. He's talking about a case where the fire took hold of it. And once that happens, yeah. Masav Yitzchak Barbisna, says, Acherim Amr, mother say, V'tum Aso Alav. When the Pasuk says, while its tumah is on it, Misha tumah parachas mimenu, which is Bimashna, it's talking about something from which tumah can actually leave it. Yatza basar, this is excluding basar, she'ain tumah parachas mimenu. The tumah can't go ahead and leave from it. Vim Isa. Now, if it's true that that what Rizik is saying is, Hari tumah parachas mimenu, that tumah is able to go to leave it, idea or. Right? If Rizik din is true, then tumah can leave the meat. Through the fire of the Mizbeach. So why do Acherim say the Tumah can never leave the meat? Amar Rava, Rava says, Ayidei Mikva Kaminan. When we say Acherim are talking, they say the Tumah can never leave the meat, it's talking about, the Pasuk is talking about something from which Tumah can't be removed through putting in a mikvah, and this doesn't exclude meat. Midi Mikva Ksiv? In fact, the Gemara, is there any reference where it says about the mikvah to show that the tumah has to be able to be removed because of the fact that it goes in the mikvah? We don't have such a thing. Elam Rav Papa, Psar Shlomim Maskinon. The Acherim, the Pasuk is, we're talking about someone who eats the meat of a Shlomim, the Lo Chazi Lakrava, which is not fit to be brought as a carbon on the Mizbeach, right? If this meat was Tameh, its Tumah would not leave from it, even if it was burnt on the Mizbeach. It's not fit to be put on the Mizbeach. Avina Amar, Avina says, V'tum aso alav, when it says the words, and its Tumah are on it, Tzachirim explain, Misha Tumah parachas v'melech yishushalim. It's v'mash to something from which Tumah is going to leave while it's whole. Yatza basar, so this the meat is therefore is excluded. Davar she'ein tumah parachas k'shu shalim, because it's something that tumah cannot leave when it's whole, elik k'shu chaser, only after it was burnt when it's actually lacking. Gufa v'tumaso Allah. The pasuk says that a soul that eats the meat from the shlamim that is Hashem's, while its tumah is on it, then we got kares over here. So when it says, well, the tumah is still on, it either means while the meat is tummy or while the person who's eating it is tummy. So it's unclear whether the pasuk means to put kares on a person who eats this type of meat while the meat is tummy or when it's the person himself. But tumah saguf hakosuf medaber. It seems to be talking about tumah saguf. And therefore it's going to be kares when the person is tummy. Atam or tumah saguf. Oh, Eino Ela B'Tumas Basar. You're saying someone's guf, maybe you're talking about Tumas Basar. Namar Kan Tum Aso. The answer is, it says over here the word Tum Aso. But Namar Lahalo, it says Tum Aso Bo. It says in another place that someone who goes into Misa Mingdash when he's Tame, his Tumas on him, and we learn now, Xer Shavim. Alahalo B'Tumas Aguf, because of a Dabar, Avkam B'Tumas Aguf, Dabar. So what's going to go to Tumas Aguf? Rabbi Yossi, says, Hove Namar Kachim B'Lush and Rabin. Since the talking about shlamim are mentioned b'loshin rabim ve nemar tuma b'loshin yachid, but when it talks about tuma, it's mentioned by yachid b'tumas aguf hakosuv medaber. It's clear that we're talking about that we're talking about tuma of the body, because it's also talking about in the yachid. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi gives another answer v'ochal. It says in the pasuk, and he eats. V'tumas aguf goes from medaber. It's talking about the tumas aguf, because eating there. Acherim omrim v'tumaso alav. That it says while tumah is on, misha tumaso parachas mena, which is implying to something that tumah can leave. Yatsa basar, excluding the basar, shein tumah sabrachas, but the tumah doesn't leave from it. Amar ma, Rabbi Yossi, Amar v'achal v'tumah seguf v'kosam v'daber. It says v'achal if it's something seguf. My mashai, you know that means v'tumah seguf. Amar rava kol krad the lo mefarish lay Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdumi. Any pasuk, it's not explained by Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdumi. V'kol mas nisa lo mefarish Allah ziri. Lo mifresh, it's not fully understood. Hachem reviews like Barav Dumi. Hold the puzzle, cuts up Lashon Nekeva. Since they start off using Lashon Nekeva, see Lashon Nekeva, Lashon Zachar Emsa, therefore, with Tumas Haguf, it's talking about the Tumas Haguf, that of the person's body and not of the meat. Masni Yisa. Abraisa, like we said, that's not explained very Ziri, it's not explained. The time was in Abraisa. About somebody who eats kachem while he's tummy, im nemru kalos, if the kalos, the lenient ones already mentioned in the pasuk, lama nemru chamurus, why do you have to mention the chamurus? Im nemru chamurus, lama nemru kalos, and if you mention the chamurus, why do you have to write the kalos? The psukim are talking about with meiser sheni, which is yachasi, is more mekel, and with truma and kodesh, which are more machmir. And it deals with Tumah that comes through a sheretz, which is more mekel, and with Tumah that comes through a dead body, which is more machmir. The Gemara down below is going to explain the specific things the Braisa means when it says the lenient ones and the more kal, more machmir. Ibn Amrkal Sulchamuros, if the if only the lenient ones would have been mentioned, but the stringent ones wouldn't have been, I see, I would have said, Alakolos Balav. The lenient ones, a person is only going to be over in Iser Lav, which is going to be Malkus. But the Chamurus are Misa, this is going to be Misa, Misa de Shamayim. Like Achim and Chamurus, therefore, the Chamurus are going to teach that for them also, he's just going to be over a Lav. They remember Chamurus, which says just Chamurus, well, in Muskalos, he said, I would have thought of Chamurus, he had to be those, to be punished for them. Malakalos, he put them, but you put them when it comes to the Kalos. The Kach and Amarkalos, therefore, that's the right about Kalos also, that you're going to be Chayav also for doing them also. And therefore, it's necessary to mention both the kalos and the chamuros. In fact, Gemara, my kalos, my chamuros. What does that mean over here? Elin, my kalos, my sir chamuros, truma. That's what you want to say. You see, Omer b'misa. How could the Bais say if only the lenient ones would have been said? I would have said that for the stringent ones, that a person would be chayv misa, which is mashba, that it's not punished, which misa hashtanami haba misa. But really, the reality is, now that the stringent ones were mentioned, it actually is Misa. Pursuing furthermore, v'ilonemar, if the chamer ones wouldn't have been mentioned, ha'isiyomer Misa, I would have said that this would have been with Misa. Dayo lovu min adin lios kenidon. We know the principle that when you have a machmir din that's learned out from a lenient one, it's enough for the learned out law to be the same as the source, which in our situation is only going to be an Isser, which is going to be Malkus. So clearly, the Kal and the Chamor ones referred to here can't be termed Meiser and Truma. Ela Kalos Tumas Sheret, Chamorus Tumas Mace. That's what you want to say. You have to maybe say that the Kalos is talking about Sheretz, and is a Sheretz, and the Chamor one is talking about that of a Mace. Ubamai. Now, with what category are we dealing with? Ibit Truma. If we're talking about Truma, that while someone is in the state of Tuma, Idibidi Uba Misa. Either way, it's going to be Chayim Misa. So I could say that for the Kal one, there's going to be just a Lav. Vesu. And furthermore, Lekach Nemer Chamuros, therefore the stringent ones are mentioned. Dibalav, obviously it means that the stringent ones are also only going to be a lav. Habamisa he. But someone who eats Truma in a state of Thomas Mace is going to get death. So, yeah. So the Kal and the Chomer ones are Sheretz and Tumas Semes. The Bais can't be talking about eating Truma. V'Bechilas Meiser. If you want to say we're talking about eating Meiser while someone's in the state of Tuma, beep, beep, turn the page, Bem Dalam Alf. Im lo nemru chamuros, isi omer ala chamuros, bemisa. Huh? How can the Bais say that if the Chomer ones wouldn't have been mentioned, I would have said that for the chamer ones, you'll be chayav to be killed. But if this chamer case of tumas of a body hadn't been mentioned straight up, then it would have been learned out only by kal v'chomer for the case of a sheretz, which is just a lav. It can't be that we're talking about a case over here then of meiser. So what are we talking about? Ziri says kalos tumas sheretz. Not really, like we said before. Kalos means tumas sheretz. Chamur is tumas meis. And when it says chamur, it's talking about tumas meis. V'hochi kamer, and this is what it means to tell you. Il namar tumas sheretz. If the case of sheretz, tumas sheretz, would have been mentioned, v'nemar meiser utruma, and the punisher eating both, meiser and truma, was also mentioned, right? That one who eats meiser while in a state of sheretz, a tumas sheretz, is just violating a lav. Only truma is going to be chayev to be killed. The low nemar tumas meis. But the case of the tumas meis wouldn't have been mentioned at all. I would have said kalos, the lenient state of tumah, meaning the sheretz, ala kalos balav. The law said straight up like this: ala kalos balav for eating kalos meiser when a person's in tumah, it's just being over a lav. He gets malchus v'alo chamuras for misa. Chamuras are going to be done with a misa, meaning truma. He's going to be chayv to be killed, and it would come out mid kalos ala chamuras for misa. And since the lenient state of tuma makes someone is going to be chayv misa for eating the chamuras, right? This holy food chamuras not be ala kalos misa. And we say that the chamuras, the state of tuma, makes one chayiv to be killed for eating the lenient stuff also. So I would have thought that a person who eats meiser while in a state of tumas meis is going to be killed. Therefore, it had to teach us the din of chamuros, that of tumas meis, straight up in the Torah, to tell us that even a person in a state of tumas meis is only going to be over an iser against eating meiser, but he's not going to be killed. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.